صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. أما بعد, my dear respected brothers and sisters in Islam, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Continue inshallah our class for as we said yesterday, people in the case of Isa عليه السلام divided into three groups. The first group are the Muslim, second group اليهود, third group النصارى, the Christian. And we found yesterday we spoke about inshallah ta'ala the two ayah from Surah Al Imran. Inshallah ta'ala today we continue to take the third one in the page in Surah Maryam inshallah ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم, قالت أن يكون لي غلام ولم يمسسني بشر ولم هاك بغيا. She said, how can I have a boy? Why no man has touched me? And I have not been unchaste woman. That's what Maryam. What is the reason for this ayah? If you go for the ayah before in Surah Maryam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Jibril to her to give her the good news about Isa alayhi salam. And when she was alone by herself in the east side of Bayt Lahm in Palestine, she took like exactly a hijab or a private place to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Suddenly she found a man with her in the same room who are able actually to enter her room without any permission. She found a beautiful, handsome man. He was Jibril alayhi salam. Allah sent him. He did not ask her, shall I enter or not enter? Suddenly she found, and she is a very chaste woman. She is a great woman. She is a good believer. Young girl. She has no experience before. It's not known that she's an unchaste woman, but she was a good, righteous woman. And when she saw Jibril alayhi salam, actually she doesn't know. Who are you? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala qala innama ana rasulu rabbiki li ahabaka laki ghulaman zakiyya. He cleared himself right away. Indeed, I am only the messenger of your Lord. To do what? What do you need from me? He answered her, لِأَهَبَ لَكِ غُلَامًا ذَكِيًّا, to give you a good news, a good tiding, that you will carry a pure boy, غُلَامًا ذَكِيًّا. He told her, she's a human. How I'm gonna come? How I'm gonna have a boy? That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Maryam, Surah number 19, ayah number 20, قَالَتْ أَنَّا يَكُونُ لِي غُلَامٌ. How can I have a boy while no man touching me? It's abnormal. How is she gonna carry this boy? Could you imagine if this incident happened with any one of us? A woman will carry a baby without nobody touch her. It's abnormal. It's very difficult to believe it. Why no man touch me? وَلَمْ أَكُ بَغِيَّ. Also she clear it for him. She clear it for him. And I have not been unchaste woman. Everybody knows me in the town. Everybody knows me. I am a chaste woman. I don't have any experience with any men. But we have like a comment here. When she asked, قالت أن يكون لي, how can I have a boy who I know about? Did she have any doubt about Allah? She asked here, how? It's impossible for me to believe this. How can I have a boy who I know one touching me? Is she exactly the ulama open these questions? Is she has doubt about Allah? Because this is a miracle. This is abnormal. for her actually to believe this idea. She has doubt. لا. She is a good believer. You remember in the previous ayat when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, كلما دخل عليها زكريا المحراب وجد عندها رزقا. Every time Zakaria, and Zakaria, that's her brother-in-law. كلما دخل زكريا عليها المحراب. Every time Zakaria come to her chamber, while she separated herself to worship Allah in the temple. Every time he come, وجد عندها رزقا. He found a food. At the door, he found all the time a food. قال أن لك هذا. From where you get this? He's a human too. And he is the one only one to support her. He's the only one to support her. أن لك هذا يا مريم. Where did this food you come from? What she answered? قالت هو من عند الله. It's from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah sent Jibreel alayhi salam or the angel to give her the fruits, the food. The fruit of the summer, she found it in the winter. And the fruit of the winter, she found it in the summer. Sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah he supported her because she's a great woman. So when she asked, أَنَّا يَكُونُ لِي غُلَامِ, how can I have a boy while nobody touch me? She need to ask about الْكَيْفِيَّ, how? Count it with me. I'm going to have a boy through marriage. It's possible, Brother Famud. I'm going to have a boy. I'm going to marry. And then, because this is a normal, the first idea right away, come to the girl. You're going to have a boy. How am I going to have a boy? Through marriage? That's number one. Number two, I will fail in zina. It's possible. Many girls fail in zina. She fail in adultery. That's possible to have a boy through the adultery. Or at the same situation. At the same situation or the same condition where I am, I'm going to have a boy while I'm still a virgin. She need to know, she had no doubt about Allah. But she need to know how I'm going to have a boy. Through marriage? Or, أعوذ بالله, fail in adultery? Or, by the same condition, while I'm still a virgin. This is one of the three options. What did he say? It's not exactly with your beige. In Surah Maryam. قال كذلك قال ربك هو علي هين ولنجعله آية للناس ورحمة منا وكان أمرا مقضيا. Your Lord say it will be the same situation. You're gonna have a boy while you're still a virgin. Allah knows that nobody touch you. You're going to have a boy, the first woman in history since Adam. Until the last day, she's the only woman to get pregnant without anybody touching her. Because normal for all human, the boy or the girl will come through marriage. So Allah has it chosen Maryam to this great test. When Allah answered the second ayah after this in Surah Maryam, Jibreel informed her, it will be. قال كذلك قال ربك. Your Lord said هو علي هين. It's easy for me. Allah said it's easy for me. ولنجعله آية للناس. And we will have exactly make him a sign, a great sign for all mankind. ورحمة and mercy from Allah. وكان أمرا مقضيا. And this is will be a written decree from your Lord. When she know that, she said, قالت آمنت بالله. I believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is for the Muslim. والحمد لله رب العالمين. Let's we move to the second group, اليهود. اليهود, the Jew from the first day, they deny Isa. And they accuse the Maryam with zina. right away. They accused her with zina, and they know she came from a good family. Her father, Imran, used to be one of the righteous people in the children of Israel. She's from them. She's from the same family. Same, actually, children of Israel. Her mother, everybody knows, she used to be a chaste woman, very righteous woman. She came from a good family. They know about that, all of that. She is from children of Israel. Look what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about that. In Surah Maryam, still, in ayah number 27, Allah says in the Quran, فَآتَتْ بِهِ قَوْمْ بِهِ قَوْمَهَا تَحْمِلُ قَالُوا يَا مَرْيَمُ لَقَدْ جِئْتِ شَيْئًا فَرِيًّا. Then she brought him to her people. She became pregnant. The story is very long. She came pregnant. She became pregnant. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made her the pregnancy very, very easy. She became pregnant. When she became pregnant, she has someone who is serving with her in the temple. His name is Yusuf al-Najjar, Joseph. Joseph the carpenter. Even in the Bible, they mention his name. They call him exactly a great priest. Joseph. He was serving with her. He found Maryam. Her belly became very big. Look what he said. Between Maryam and him, he's a righteous man too. He's from children of Israel. He knows about her good characters. He told him, Ya Maryam, Inni sa'iluku su'alan. Oh Maryam, I need to ask a question, but I get embarrassed from you to ask you this question. I need to ask you, but I get embarrassed from you. Qalat salni ya Yusuf. Oh Joseph, ask me. Don't worry. قال يا مريم او مريم لا ذرع بلا بذر. Look at exactly the words. As we know, there is no any crops, fruit, vegetable, flower without seed. Look at the indirectly question. Maryam, there is no any crops without seed. ولا شجر بلا ماء. And there is no any tree, no flowers without water. Look at the indirect question. ولا ابن بلا اب. And there is no any child or any boy without father. She has to teach him with a great faith. She cleared it for him because he need to she found him is not arguing her. There's no argument here. But he needs to know. So she helped him to understand. قالت يا يوسف. She answered him. قالت يا إن الله لما خلق الأرض وخلق فيه الذرع خلقه من غير بذر. Originally Allah, when he created the land and he created the crops, the trees, flower, fruits, strawberry, whatever, name it. He created without seed. Allah created without seed. Seed for you and me, brother Fadlullah. Lutfillah. Is seed for me and you. You need to grow up some fruits in your back by your backyard. Tomatoes, cucumbers. You run to where? Home Depot. To buy the seed. And then you have to put it. You're not going to sit down. Ya Allah, give me tomatoes without seed. Ya Yusuf, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the tree originally in the land, he created without water, Sheikh Salah al-Din. Allah created the water, created by what? Bee. And the tree growing without any water, without any seeds, fruit and vegetable, originally when Allah created the land. And told him, here is actually what he need to know. And Ya Yusuf, O Joseph, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created Adam without father and without mother. So what's wrong with this? What is the big deal in this? My question to you, the question direct here, brother Famud, And answer me here. Which one is difficult in creation? To create someone without father and mother, or to create someone with a mother without father? For you and me. For you and me. But everything are the same for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because Allah created Adam with the two, the most simple word in the language. B. B-E. And he was. Created Adam, as we said yesterday, like this. Created Isa alayhi salam with the word. B. And he was. What's the big deal in this? But look what the Yahud, how they accused the Maryam. وَلِعَوْزُ بِاللَّهِ فَآتَتْ بِهِ قَوْمَهَا تَحْمِلُ. After she delivered him and she carried him, come back to her family, she carried him. What happened? Carrying him, they said, "Oh Mary, you have certainly done a thing unprecedented." It's mean actually what? Nothing similar to this case before. We know that never happened before. A girl come with a boy without marriage. So what did you understand from here, Sheikh Kiba here, when they told her this word? What you understand here? They accused her with adultery or not?
Yeah.
Yes. They accused her. Hey, Mary, how come? How come you have certainly done a very strange things. Nothing similar to. You understand? Then after that, this is something we never hear about it. Accused her indirectly in zina, in adultery. So the Yahud is, they believe she got committed zina with who? With Joseph, the one who asked her this question in the temple. They accused her, they commit adultery together because both of them, they used to be together. And they believe Jesus is the son of adultery, son of zina. Go and ask any one of them today. Ask them where he came. They right away, because they never believed Jesus who came from 2,000 years ago. Sheikh Salah al-Din, I was actually when I was to work in a city here. One day I took the train to come back home. Then after that, the train in exactly in the higher level. So I go down into the street in Barton, Brooklyn. I found crowded group of people, and in the middle, one of the Jewish guy. He spoke with them, he gave da'wah. He make da'wah. SubhanAllah. Then I came and closer to him, and he told the people around him, Christian. Look what he said. They always twisted the word. And even they put this sign inside the subway. What he told them. In order to be a true Jewish, you must believe in Jesus. Look at the word. In order to be a true Jewish person, you must believe in Jesus. Everybody look at this. Wow. They believe exactly the Jew also. They believe us. You understand? SubhanAllah. He said this word, and I cannot even reach him. So I inserted myself in the middle of the people, and I grabbed him from his shirt. He said, what happened here, terrorists? I told them, let me ask a question here in the front of the people. Don't twist the words. You believe Jesus who came for more than 2,000 years ago, or you still believe in exactly he's coming? Tell me. Let me man. And push me. And he ran. I told him, you see, he deceiving all of you. They did not believe Jesus alayhi salam who came from 2,000 years ago. They still believing Jesus, he will come. And for us, they waiting for Al-Masih al-Dajjal, the anti-Messiah. That is the one they still waiting for him. They did not believe Jesus. And the proof for that, before you leave, go for the last ayah in the page. The Surah An-Nisa, Surah number 4, ayah number 156. وبكفرهم وقولهم على مريم بهتانا عظيما. And we curse them for their disbelief and their saying against Mary a great slander. They accused her with zina. لست آية نبيش. وقولهم إنا قتلنا المسيح عيسى بن مريم رسول الله وما قتلوه وما صلبوه ولكن شبه لهم وإن الذين اختلفوا فيه لفي شك من ما لهم به من علم إلا اتباع الظن وما قتلوه يقينا. Here you go. And for their saying, indeed we have killed the Messiah. Ask them openly. And until today, it is really, as an American citizen, as an American live in this country, the most baby country for United States, Israel. They supported Israel. Trillions of dollars every year go to Israel. Trillions of dollars. While the legal religion in this country is Christianity. And they know that Yahud, they said, we have killed the son of Mary. Rasulullah, Jesus, the one you call him, the messenger of Allah, son of Mary. We killed him. They said that clearly, openly, in the media, in everywhere. While the people here, they know that they are also, they believe they are the one that killed him. Because the Christian also fell in the test. They believe that they have been crucified, has been killed also, the Christian, because they got this statement from the Old Testament. From the Old Testament, the book of the Yahud, that they killed him. Subhanallah. So what happened after that? Allah answered them. وَمَا قَتَلُوهُ وَمَا صَلَبُوهُ. The messenger of Allah, and they did not kill him, nor did they crucify him. Allah denied that. Clear for all mankind. That's why 10 million people in this country, when they found the truth in the Quran, they became Muslim right away. They did not kill him. Let me ask a question. If you believe he's a son of God, because a Christian, they believe he's a son of God. My question is, how come if we going to agree about you, astaghfirullah, to agree about your statement that he is a son of God? But my question to you, Sheikh Salah al-Din. Your son is the most beloved one for you. You come back to your area and you find a group of kids actually start beating your child. Try to kill him. What are you going to do?
Save him.
Are you going to leave exactly the boy for the children to kill him and beat him? What are you going to do? Even if you're going to lose your life, you're going to sacrifice to save your son. So if you believe that he is a son, how come his father, the Lord of the heaven and earth, leave his son? If you look, I invite you to watch a movie in the history, call it The Passion of Christ. From the first moment in the movie, it is the real story from the Bible. From the first moment, beating him hard, torture him hard. Exactly, subhanallah, who call it the Passion of Christ. So why actually his Lord, if you claim that his father, how come the father live? He sent him to sacrifice for us, to take our sins. So he has to sacrifice himself actually in order to save all the Christian. Come on, go and commit zina, killing, cheating, stealing. Do whatever you like in that. Just to believe in Jesus, Sheikh Lutfullah. When you believe in Jesus, all your sins will be sins. So the woman cheating her husband, don't worry. Jesus will save you. Someone kill one easy, exactly like Bush, killed 1 million people in Iraq under Christianity. And he go to the church on Sunday. And he killed 1 million in Iraq and Afghanistan. And in the end, he feel comfortable. Jesus, he will save me. Ya subhanallah. La hawla la khudra. Killing in Islam is haram. Stealing in Islam is haram for Muslim or non-Muslim. So alhamdulillah, who give us the Allah denied. They did not kill him. They did not crucify him. Walakin shubbiha lahum. Somebody was actually exactly carry. He looks like when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala exactly saved him and he elevated him, as we said yesterday. As what happened is, but Allah said a word here before you go. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ اخْتَلَفُوا فِيهِ لَفِي شَكٍ مِّنْهِ. Those who differ over it are in doubt about it. What does that mean? They divided to two groups, the Christian. Some of them, they said, yes, remember Isa alayhi salam, he prayed to Allah exactly to cast his pictures over one of his students, the disciples, yesterday.
Image.
First group, they said, oh, the man we crucified him, his face like Jesus, but his body is not like Jesus. They are different. Some of the other people, which is our majority, no, he is his. They deny even that his body is different than the body of Jesus alayhi salam. That's why Allah, he said here, because Allah, he knows about their situation. So Allah said, before you leave, those who differ over it are in doubt about it. They have no knowledge of it except the following of assumptions. Assumptions. And they did not kill him for certain. They did not kill him for certain. Allah saved him. That is actually our appointment. Inshallah ta'ala, next week, inshallah ta'ala, Tuesday, we'll continue the second page about the Christian. How the Christian also, they did exactly that. They have image about Isa alayhi salam. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to granting all of us knowledge. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make all of us among those who listen and obey. Inshallah ta'ala, we'll see you Friday. Tomorrow, inshallah ta'ala, in khutbah al-jum'ah. Barakallahu feekum. Subhanahu wa hamdik. Ashhadu la ilaha illa anta. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.